You know, I just spoke about car drivers that shouldn't be on the roads because of the way they can't drive in the snow. And for the past 5 minutes, we've been stuck behind a big truck. Steve Russell, Transportation Winsford. Okay, anyone listening there from Steve Russell's Transport, your truck driver is pathetic. He's obviously never driven in snow before because he's driving at 10 mile an hour, got a big tailback of traffic. There's nothing in front of him, and there hasn't been for the past half a mile. This guy's crawling so slow, I doubt he'll ever get there. I hope the goods don't go off. Steve Russell, Transport Limited, Winsford. Crazy. And I'm talking about car drivers. There's a truck driver who should be experienced and absolutely terrified to go above 10 mile an hour. Yikes, man. I've got his phone number. I think I'll phone his boss and tell him. I wouldn't do that. But seriously, a truck driver. I hope he's not going our way at this next roundabout, or we're going to be stuck for a long while. Yeah, man. Frustration. I know I should keep calm. I'm keeping calm. I'm playing nice music in my ears to keep calm. But I just thought I'd tell you about Steve Russell, Transportation Limited, Winsford, your truck driver in Livingston at the moment. It's rubbish. Okay, so I now stopped at the St. John's Hospital area, which I've had to come round this route because the route I was going to go was blocked, so it must have been an accident of some kind. So I've come round this way, and another wee bit of a rant about car drivers. There's, for the past half a mile or so, no, past mile or so, there's been a Kia. I can't make out the model, but I can make out 4WD, four-wheel drive. Quite a big beast. Been driving absolutely tentatively, absolutely frightened, apparently, to go above 10 mile an hour and all, like the big truck driver. It's four-wheel drive. It should be going along here nice and easy. I'm not asking them to do 30 mile an hour. That's daft. But, you know, 15 to 20 is nice, smooth, rolling speed and keeps the traffic going. Everyone else in front of them had gone away before we had the traffic lights here. Now, you may say, well, I was just driving with caution. But I'll tell you what the problem is. My opinion. This is my own personal opinion. Is I can see it's a lady driver. I can see because I can see in her big door mirror. That's a lady driver with her nice hat on. Is because she doesn't know how to put it into four-wheel drive. And I kid you not, they buy these things. It's a status symbol. It's big. It's expensive. It's chunky. And now she decided to dart through. That was unbelievable. The lights went to red and she put the foot down to go through the red light. And after all, that mile and a half of doing 10 mile an hour, she blasted through a red light. That's damn shocking. But as I say, they get these things. They have no idea how to park them. They have no idea how to park them properly. They have no idea how to reverse them into spaces. If you watch them in car parks... By the way, I'm generalising. I'm not saying every person that's got a big four-wheel drive or every woman's got a big four-wheel drive is like that, because we actually have a dear friend called Rosie. Rosie, in her 40s now, Rosie has a big Land Rover four-wheel drive, and my God, can that girl handle that? Not an issue with Rosie. So it's not everyone, but I'm generalising. But they get these things, and then they go out in the snow, and they have no idea how to put into four-wheel drive, or how to put traction control on or off, or what to do. And they're lost, and they've paid all that money for basically a state symbol, and have no idea how to use the thing properly. There you go. And then decide to break the rules of the road by shooting through a red light. Couldn't believe that when I saw that. So anyway, the roads are much wetter through here in Livingston, which means that they've obviously been doing much more gritting and salting than they've done through in our town of Bathgate. But then Livingston always did. Livingston's a new town, by the way, I should explain. It's not that new now. But it is what they call a new town. I'm not sure how old Livingston New Town is. The original one's just a village, Livingston Village. And then they built the new town, and then it just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. It's a horrible place. But Livingston grabs the cream every time, to the detriment of many of the smaller towns, including Bathgate, which is a fairly large town. But when everything's going about, Livingston's grabbed it. They've grabbed the High Court from Linlithgow. They've grabbed the Sheriff Court. They've grabbed stuff from Bathgate. They've stopped Bathgate from getting certain things like factories and businesses. They've grabbed it all. And so obviously they've grabbed all the salt and the grit for this year. And not giving any back. You're not having it. We're Livingston. We're the big boys. You get everything. You know, you're getting nothing. Peasants. So there you go. So I'm now approaching. Where are we going anyway? Oh yeah. No, I'm not going there. I've taken the wrong turn now. Ah, my God, I'm not going to. See, force of habit, going to B&Q. I'm not going to B&Q. I'm going to Curry's, which is the last roundabout. I should shut up, shouldn't I? Okay, I'm heading for Curry's.